Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Oh, boy. It's a crazy day. It's a crazy time to be alive in Los Angeles. Let's get the pod on.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self. A giant asshole
hey.
That has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
I'm right here.
You start being Fat Angry Stretch.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
He's great. Stretch is great. I'm barely an a-hole. I have no idea what you're talking about. Mean announcer man. All right. God, I have so much to talk about. I don't know where to get into it. Let's say, oh my God, first of all, shout out to that Game 7 of the World Series. That was, I talk smack on baseball. I am not a huge baseball fan whatsoever. But I will watch playoff baseball. I'll watch playoffs of any sport. I would even watch, I've watched like World Cup finals with my wife, who's big into soccer. So playoff, I like real competitive sports, and that was probably the best Game 7 I've ever seen in my life. How amazing was that? Just, woo. Heart goes out to those Blue Jays. I mean, they really fought and fought and fought, but it just wasn't in the cards. The Dodgers pulled it out. So, man, I mean, there's not one. It was hard to pinpoint one person. It was that whole team. Like, everybody on that team is a beast. Rojas, the dude batting ninth. The guy batting ninth in the lineup of any team is usually not a great hitter. Usually not a guy that's going to, you know, get things going on a rally. And freaking Rojas hitting at ninth is the guy that saved the game for him. And then Will Smith put it away. And then that crazy catch in the outfield when Kike and that other guy collided. And then Yamamoto coming back in with no rest and pitching is freaking nuts. The bases, the drama, the force out at home. Oh, God. And then it happened right after that to the Dodgers. Insanity. So, great, great game. If you missed it, you really missed something because that was a doozy of a World Series. I'm still hacking, still coughing. Getting better, feeling better. I am off of antibiotics now because I ran out, and I'm not going to lie, I'm coughing more today than I have been. So that's not great. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to take, I have a cough pill. I've never had these in my life. One capsule, three times a day, as needed, for coughing. Well, guess who's coughing? Me. So I'm going to go ahead and take that pill right now. Let's get into the craziness that is living in Los Angeles. I did a post on this that happened on Friday at work. And I didn't have my phone. I left my phone on my desk. Well, here's the whole story. I'm sitting at work, watching my security cameras. And I look in one of the lanes in front of our building. And remember, we're a busy street. Cars go like 50 or better down our street. And that's the same street that we have trucks backing into our driveway all day. So I looked out there and there was a big box in the middle of the road. And I'm like, I should go out there and just move that box onto the sidewalk just for, you know, safety's sake and the fact that we're probably going to have a truck coming and it screws up traffic. So I'm just going to go move it. So I walk outside the big prison gates and I pick up an empty cardboard box that's big. It's big, but it's sitting in the middle lane. And I'm carrying it over to the sidewalk where I'm going to drop it on the sidewalk. And I hear a woman's voice screaming, "That's my box! That's my box!" And I turn around fully expecting a crazy homeless person to be behind me. And I don't see anyone. There's no one around. I'm looking. I'm like, where is this? And I keep hearing it. And this is where it gets nuts. I look, and it's a lady, and she's on a train. She's on a freight train that is driving by me. Now, where I work is very close to the train yard. So we get trains that stop there and sit there sometimes as they're unloading it. We get trains that'll go, you know, 5 miles an hour or whatever. But she was on the locomotive, the engine part of the train, where the guys are driving the train. She was on that. And she's screaming at me. And she's probably going, it's going like 5-6 miles an hour. It's slow moving, but it's moving. And all of a sudden, the bitch jumps off the train and starts running at me. I'm not kidding. And I look at her, and then I realize something even more strange. It's not strange enough that there's a woman riding a freight train, screaming at me, and then jumping off and coming at me. She's wearing, and not homeless looking. In fact, besides of her outfit, she looked very normal. Young lady. And she is wearing a see-through, like, lingerie bodysuit. And she has, like, a Dracula cape. It's Halloween. But she's obviously insane. And what's crazy is, I say, F this. What's the upside? If I stand there, she's going to run up to me and freak out screaming at me or whatever. I'm technically on the sidewalk, which is off my property, out of my jurisdiction. I could defend myself if she attacked me, but I don't really want to get into a squab with a woman. Like, it's just, especially a woman wearing near nakedness. And I'm like, yeah, if this, and I, above my pay grade, I'm going back inside. And I open the big prison gates and I walk back inside and she's still running. And when I go up, get back to my desk, I look and I see her. She ran right by the box she was screaming about. She didn't even look at the box that was on the ground. She was looking for me and she saw that the gates must have closed and I was gone. And then she just kept walking down the street. Crazy. There's no need to deal. Don't deal with crazy unless you have to deal with crazy. That being said, let's get to my second story that's happening not only tonight, it's happening as I speak. Ooh, I just heard something at this very second outside of my apartment. So I'm eating dinner. My wife is already sitting on the couch watching television. And I keep hearing people yelling. And remember, I live at a busy four-way intersection. And there's always honking and yelling. It's like living in frickin' New York. So I hear nonstop yelling. And I tell my wife, mute the TV. Something's going on outside. And we go out there and there's a car in the middle of the intersection. It's a four-way stop. And they're in the middle of the intersection sitting there blocking traffic at this busy-ass intersection. People are honking, and there's a guy, one of the doors is open to that car, and there's a guy yelling at a girl and a group of, like, teenagers, and he's probably 30-ish. And he's pretty stocky, covered in tattoos. My guesstimation is he's Persian or Armenian. That's what he looked like to me. And he is trying to fight a girl who was yelling at him. I don't know what started it. I didn't see the beginning of it. But he's like, F you, bitch. I'll F you up. And he's like getting at her. He wants to fight a girl who's yelling. Now, I don't see the driver of that car is unconscious. It's completely unconscious. And the other guy's out of the car running around. And he had gotten out of that car, the guy that was in the passenger seat. Well, more and more people start coming up. And then someone's like, what's wrong with that guy in the car? And I'm like, there's a dude in that car? And so everybody calls 911 because now we have an unconscious man at the wheel of a car in the middle of an intersection and another really intoxicated man trying to fight people out that are passing by. And so we call my wife calls 911 and I see three people out there calling 911. There's 911 calls coming in from everywhere because people are now worried about the guy behind the wheel. And the dude that is trying to fight the girl never leaves. And he leaves, but he comes back. He keeps leaving and coming back. And then I'm standing there, and my wife comes back and goes, well, that crazy guy's gone, and he's standing 2 feet in front of her. And I'm like, that's him right there. Like, he's right here. He came back. And she's like, oh. And then she runs in the house, And then some other dude that was with him comes up to me and goes, "Don't judge people, bro. Hey, bro, don't judge people." I was like, "Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here." By the way, once the ruckus was going and I saw a man trying to fight a girl, I was, let's say, capable of defending myself at any point at that time. I had no fear whatsoever when I was out there. So I'm out there, and then here's the crazy part. This has been going on for a good 45 minutes. The fire department's here, and he's arguing and yelling at the fire department while they're trying to help what we believe is his friend who was unconscious, and the police have never come. And here's the best part of this. Not only have the police never come, and I told you guys when the guy was at McDonald's flashing his butthole to people and how they didn't call the police and why in Los Angeles we don't call the police anymore. The police department is on my street. The police, I could have walked down there as fast as I could have called 911. That's how effed up this is. No cops ever came by. No cops ever showed up. Been going on for 45 minutes, and the fire department are having to deal with this drunk, hostile guy. He may be high or something. Also, as I was out there and he came up to me and tried to talk to me, I looked at him. He's been fighting. He's got scuffs on his forehead and like his cheek. Like, you can tell he's been hit a few times tonight. So I don't know if he was fighting with the guy in the car who was his friend. Like, we have no idea what's going on, but they're trying to take care of the guy in the car who I'm guessing is out. At one point, someone asked for Narcan. And guess who has Narcan? I do. So I brought it out. And I'm like, "Anybody, we need Narcan. We got to give this guy Narcan." And then they got him woke up. So he's not OD'd. He's just unconscious, which could be alcohol. Who knows? But hell, the other guy could have hit him. We don't know what happened. It's nuts. But the fact that it's going on right now, and I still hear commotion out there, and there are no cops, and it's been going on 45 minutes to an hour on the street where the police department is despicable. We deserve better in Los Angeles. We deserve better in California. We do. And there's no justification. I will not accept any justification. The only justification is we need more cops, and we need the cops to do their job. We need the DA to be tougher. I know we got a new one once we got rid of Gascon, and the new one's allegedly better, but not good enough, not in my eyes. We need people in prison in masses in Los Angeles, and there needs to be repercussions for bad behavior. You do something bad, there, you need to have consequences for it, and I'm just over it. I am really frustrated with this town and this city and this state. And we're still, by the way, we have issues with the city and the state right now. City, mostly, with the whole rebuild is still, it's not all good. It's moving, but it's not all good. And it should be all good at this point. So anyhow, it is daylight savings time, which feels really weird. I feel like it's like 10 o'clock and I'm recording at like 6 p.m. All this is 6 p.m. This is happening. And if you're wondering, why are we dealing with this nonsense of daylight savings time? It's a pain in the ass. Like, I appreciate the hour extra of sleep. I really don't like losing the hour of sleep later on, but I do like daylight savings time. I'm used to daylight savings time. I would like to leave daylight savings time. And I know many times we have voted for daylight. You're like, why didn't it go through? It got voted on. It got passed, but it didn't. Here is what we know about daylight savings time. There's a federal law, which means the entire country, governing time zones and daylight savings in the United States, and it's called the Uniform Time Act, and it was passed in 1966. It does allow states to choose if they want to stay on standard time year-round. So if you're a state, you can say, you know what, we're not doing daylight savings time, we're going to stay on standard time. But states can't say they want to stay on daylight savings time year-round. That's the way the current law is written. And many states have passed laws and resolutions saying that they would like year-round daylight savings time to eliminate at least the clock changes and the... It's just dumb. But those laws can't go into effect until the federal law changes. So in March 2022, during the Biden administration, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed what was called the Sunshine Protection Act, a bill that was designed to make daylight savings time permanent, nationwide, done, we're over this madness. And it went into the House of Representatives, and did not pass. That's why we have daylight savings time coming and going in this nonsense. So in order for that to happen, there has to be a federal law enacted, and it has to get through the Senate, and then the dicks in the House of Representatives also have to approve it, and they will have done something good for all Americans. That's what is great. It would be good for the entire country, not just good for Democrats, not just good for Republicans. It would be good for everybody. And these assholes, I don't know why.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
I guess, like we were talking about this over the weekend, like why is this held up? My guess, and this is probably true, this is my opinion, my view, I think the energy companies don't want that passed. They don't want year-round daylight. They want it dark, so when it's dark, you burn more energy, more electricity, blah, blah, blah. It's the only thing I can think. It makes no sense. Why would the House of Representatives not put that through? It seems like a no-brainer. Oh, cool. Yeah, get rid of this nonsense. That seems smart. Let's do it. And no, they couldn't do it. So it's nuts. So we can vote, but doesn't matter. It's that's the thing that bothers me. I hate when we vote for something. But like, by the way, I voted. It was years and years and years ago. I am old. I remember voting to uphold the death penalty in California. It's been voted on a few times, and the voters want the death penalty in California. Once again, we want people to be held accountable for their actions. And Gavin Newsom disbanded the death penalty in California. He, in essence, shut down death row as governor. Why? How? I don't know. No vote? No nothing? Yeah, I'm governor. That's what I'm doing. And he did. So that's what we got. I have a story here about how unhealthy the time change is for you, because a lot of people no longer get sun after, like, if you get off work. I know when I get off work, a little after five, it'll be dark. If it's not dark by the time I get off work, it will be dark before I get home from work. So within 20 minutes, let's say 5:20, it gets dark. I'm just really getting on the freeway. What happens when it gets dark in Los Angeles, where people are effing idiots and can't drive? Oh yeah, your commute gets way effing worse. Way effing worse. Like your 1 hour commute, which is already insane, becomes hour 10, hour 15, hour 20, because it's dark and people are extra stupid drivers at nighttime. So get ready for that. I am nasty. Okay, here's a story that I want you guys to hear, because it's like Stretch is psychic. I don't know if Stretch has ever told you that. I don't know if I'm psychic or genius or genius psychic like Kanye West maybe, but I always tell you, running is really bad for you. Running is bad. People that run are just waiting for really bad side effects from their running. And I found an article called "All the Ways Running Marathons Can Wreck Your Body, From Jogger Nipples to Colorectal Cancer." Yeah. They say running will not only give you blistered feet and aching joints. Remember, your joints get pounded. My bad knees are from running, not because I ever thought running was fun and wanted to do it for exercise, from playing football and doing wind sprints and really shitty cleats and stomping and being heavy and fucking up my knees. My knees are definitely, I link to that. Not getting hit or getting my knees messed up playing football, from doing wind sprints at practice all effing day, and then the coach would punish us when we would lose and we lost all the time, and we would run with all of our gear on and our effing cleats, and it destroyed my knees. I should sue Downey High School. Here we go. So they say running a marathon is a great incredible physical and mental achievement, but it's a demanding event that places unique stresses on the body, and it goes into all the things. If you don't know what runner nipples are, this is gross, but true. And it happens to men, and men more than women wear sports bras, so they're protected from it. But men, what happens is you sweat so much, so then your shirt gets wet. And when your shirt gets wet, it makes your skin cold. Your skin gets cold, your nipples get hard. Just like a woman, a man, same thing. Cold, hard nipples. So you got hard little nipples, and you got a shirt that is now bouncing on your hard nipples. Bum, 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 bum. Every step, bum, 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 bum. And eventually, it acts like a real mild sandpaper until you'll see there's pictures of people running marathons and stuff with blood stripes coming from their nipples. Look like they have bloody nipples, and they do because they've been running, and runner nipples are a real thing. A lot of people put Band-Aids on them or cover them or whatever, but they say... In 2024, of more than 1,000 New York City marathon runners, they found 40% were injured while preparing for the race, and roughly 14% got hurt during the course of the race. That's how bad it is. So, then it gets down to stress fractures, hairline cracks in the foot, in the leg bones, the ankles, particularly the metatarsals, navicular, and the tibia are common marathon runner injuries. What else do you get? Tendon trouble, like a bitch. Twist of pain. Muscles cramping. Oh yeah, your toenails fall off. I've had that happen. Now, I've had my toenails fall off from when I worked at LMU. We walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked. I'd walk sometimes 10, 11, 13 miles in a shift just doing patrols on foot. And we had to wear a certain boot, and the boot, like, we should have been wearing like all black running shoes, like I wear now at work. I wear not dress shoes. I wear all black, you know, running shoes, my Spyro Wave Maxes. That's what I wear, all black. And we weren't allowed to wear that. We had to wear these BS combat boots that weren't combat boots. They were crap. And boy, with that much walking, it would just mess your feet up and your toenails would turn black and fall off. So that happens with a lot of walking, let alone running. We got a collection of blood under the nails. Yeah, that happens. I just talked about that. Bubble trouble, aside from foot, ankle, leg injuries, there's dermatological conditions that can occur with long distance running due to friction. So friction and sweat, like I said, and all that stuff. And then you get other things, fungal frenzy. You also get like fungus in your shoes and crap like that because you sweat so much and you're pounding. Long distance runners have to watch out for sunburn, which, by the way, can really lead to bad news if you get skin cancer from it. And it goes on and on. Like, there are so many. Apparently, bouncing your guts around like that can also lead to diarrhea, which they call the runner's trots. Gastrointestinal issues come from bouncing around when you're going a marathon 26 miles. It's heartburn. It can wear down your immune system. Brain drain, found that marathon running can cause a temporary reduction in brain myelin, the fatty insulating layer around the nerve fibers. It can recover after about 2 months, but the bouncing around is not good for your head. From there, bad for your muscle, water woes, overhydration can trigger some hyponatremia, a dangerous condition caused by a drop in blood sodium levels. And the big C, most frightening of all, it can increase your risk of colorectal cancer. 2025 study of 100 people aged 35 to 50 who completed at least 2 ultra marathons or 5 standard marathons found that nearly half of those participants had precancerous growths known as polyps. 15% also had advanced, a type of large, unusual polyp, while benign carries a higher risk of turning into cancer. So they say marathon runners have far above the 1 to 2% normally seen in average risk of adults in that age bracket of having colorectal cancer. So, word here is listen to stretch. Stretch is like fat and stupid, but yet super smart. So you should always listen to Stretch. That's what we learned. That's the lesson we learned here. Always listen to Stretch. And then I have another article about a student, where was this, who died of a caffeine overdose. And, okay, it happened in Australia's. She had a 7-hour delay waiting for the ambulance. What's funny to me, if one of my friends seemed like they were in need of an ambulance, and after an hour the ambulance didn't show up, probably sooner than that, I would throw them in my car and drive them myself. But no one did that, and 7-hour delay, and she died. Which seemed completely preventable, a caffeine overdose. They're saying they believe it to be vertigo. The operator labeled the case non-urgent, and the ambulance didn't arrive till 7 hours later after she had made the first frantic phone call. So this girl is dead. Wow. And then they did the autopsy. They found she had very high levels of caffeine in her blood, and email exchanges showed she had received 9,200 milligram caffeine tablets that day. She is a student. I'm assuming she was cramming. I don't think she was trying to get high. Caffeine's a miserable thing. Here's another one, too. I don't know if any of you have experienced this, but, like, at 20 years old is when I started doing morning radio, which was awful, awful, because I was 20, and that's when you really need your sleep, and I was having to get up early in the morning and get to work before dawn. And I remember there was a time when I first started doing it that I would set my alarm a half hour before my alarm went off, and I would take caffeine pills at that time, and then I would wake up. And when I first started, I couldn't stand coffee. Coffee was disgusting. Within 2-3 years, I was drinking so much coffee, probably 8 cups a day, I would say I was drinking a coffee. And this is, I'll show my age here, before Starbucks, and you would get coffee. I had a mug that was probably 40 ounces. It was and it fit in my little homemade coffee pot. And I was so high tech with my big morning radio money that I got a coffee machine that was on a timer. So it automatically would set up and it would make coffee. So, like, say, I was getting up, I was out the door at 4:30. At 4 a.m., it would brew the cup of coffee into my cup, which I already had cream and sugar in, and then I would drink that entire thing on my way to work just to be able to function. And now, let's fast forward. At my work now, we have an incredibly fancy coffee machine, but it's not coffee. It's espresso. And it doesn't have coffee beans, it has espresso beans. That is like coffee on steroids. I can't, like, I drink one cup and it F's me up for the day. Because to make coffee, they just take a shot of espresso and then put water in it, cream and sugar and Americano. It's basically what it is, but it's like more potent coffee. And my boss, by the way, is Middle Eastern and from one of those countries where they drink that tar-like coffee and think it's delicious. And those people love the espresso over regular coffee. Regular coffee's too weak for them. But I'm telling you, with my age, and this has just happened, I've never had a caffeine sensitivity in my life, and I really feel it now. Like, I've been thinking, I don't sleep very well anymore. I know my shoulder hurts a lot, depending on what position I'm in. But I've noticed on the weekends, I've slept better, but I don't drink any coffee on the weekends. And I had stopped drinking coffee altogether, and I was sleeping pretty good. I'm starting to wake up out of my dumb stupor and realize, hey, caffeine's effing with me. And now at work, the way our espresso machine puts up, it shoots into your cup in 2 streams. I put 2 cups side by side, and I get half. So now when I drink coffee at work, I only drink half of a shot of espresso, and I just add the hot water and then hit it with a steamer. And it's tastes good, but it's only half of a shot of espresso, and I'm still having caffeine issues. So I don't know what happens with old age, but caffeine sensitivity comes in, and you should not be taking caffeine pills at all if you're a young person. You should definitely be doing cocaine instead. That's a joke. That's a jokey joke. No one should do drugs. Say nope to dope and ugh to drugs. Oh, boy. And then it talks about all these guys' skincare routines and rituals. My skincare ritual is shaving every morning in the shower or at night. If I take it at night, sometimes before I go to bed, I shave in the shower. And use soap for my lubricant. I don't use shaving cream. That's my skincare ritual. And there's no other anything. Guys, ladies, you're beautiful and I love you and you want to look beautiful forever. Go for it. Appreciate your skincare rituals. Not knocking it. But on a dude, I'm knocking it. It's a little too metro. Little too metro for me. Ah, boy. Unless you're trying to not get sunburned to avoid skin cancer, then I'm okay with it. But if you have to do a certain wash and a certain tonic on your face every day to keep wrinkles away, you might be a bitch. Just say, you might be a bitch. That's kind of how it is. All right, I'm getting out of here. I still got to go do my other podcast called God Wants to Talk to You. I love that podcast, and I love this podcast. And I thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys. I will talk to you again here Friday with a bonus pod. Look at me getting a bonus pod talk on already. Happy Monday. Get ready. We don't have another day to look forward to till Thanksgiving, the greatest holiday of ever. And by the way, it is not Christmas. It is not Christmas. It is Thanksgiving. And I refuse to accept Christmas until after Thanksgiving because this is BS. I was in Target on Saturday and they were playing Christmas music on full tilt in there and it pissed me off. Pissed me off. We go Halloween, then we have Thanksgiving, and then we get into Christmas. Some bullshit halal, though. I'll talk to you later.